The best way to experience neon is to step into the night air, get up close, and let the light sink in. Reno Momo, or Modern Movement, is hosting neon walking tours that let everyday people do just that. The group takes curious guests through back alleys and down busy roads to share the tales of the neon. Holly Hutchings joined them on a recent stroll and has this.
Over a dozen people gather inside the busy Renaissance Hotel in downtown Reno Friday night. They lace up their walking shoes, ready for a two-hour urban hike.
All right, you guys ready?
Let's go see some neon.
We set out on our two-mile route, heading down the Riverwalk and winding our way through downtown. The tour guides aim to celebrate modern architecture and have scoured the city for neon stories. They've kicked these tours back up recently because of public interest. They're passionate about preserving the classic lights through raising awareness by exposing people up close to properties and their stories.
It's interesting wandering around downtown just looking up, because usually you're just going somewhere and there's so much stuff to see down here.
That's Judith Airy, who's lived here for 34 years. The group stares up at the Eldorado, which has a substantial amount of neon.
It's crazy. Miles of neon. Wow.
2 miles? Oh, I can barely run 2 miles.
And they marvel at an eye-catching design high on the casino tower.
I don't know, it just looks like a big, like, paw print. But you know what I mean? Like, it's all solid and plastic, but it's actually the intricate little neon lines. That's really cool. On the Eldorado sign.
Jennifer Evans and her husband Steve came from South Reno for this unique date night.
Oh, I love it. It's like going down memory lane. You have forgotten all the different iterations, and it's fascinating to be reminded of that now. It's like walking through history. So it's great eye candy.
We hit about 12 stops and also do some drive-bys. This tour was designed by Will Durham, an avid neon collector and enthusiastic Sherpa. And it's pretty fun. The group is captivated, even in this very distracting atmosphere of partiers and tourists. We see gems of old businesses and hotels and learn nuggets of often unusual history. We've moved off of what is essentially Casino Row, and Durham points at a nondescript building that you would not readily know the history of.
This was the riverboat. And this is kind of what it looked like. And they stripped off basically anything that made it kind of different.
Oh, wow.
So now you could drive by this and not even care.
But it's an ugly building.
Yeah. Right.
But Durham says this is not a sad story. Even with all the neon that's gone, there's also a lot of promise with newer businesses integrating it in their design. Before we know it, we're wrapping up the tour at a familiar finish line.
This is the first Reno Arch. This isn't exactly how it looked when it was first built in 1926, but the framework is. Originally, it didn't have neon.
Feet are tired, but energy is still high as a few participants linger, including Stacy Garcia.
I think the tour was super cool. Like, Of course, I've lived here for 4 years, and I've driven around and seen all the neon, but didn't really know the backstories and stuff like that, so it was nice to kind of get a full scope of everything.
Awareness of this historical treasure seems to be the big takeaway tonight. Organizers hope to plan more tours in the near future. Holly Hutchings, KUNR News.